Chapter 4, Number 37. Weeks passed, then months. Nothing changed until one day Dantes heard a strange sound below his cell.
Scrape, scrape, scrape,
came the sound from somewhere under Dantes. Another prisoner was trying to escape. He was digging out. Dantes touched the walls of his cell. The stone was old and soft. He looked around his cell for a tool. He picked up the water pot and dropped it. It broke into many pieces. He took the sharpest, strongest pieces and left the rest on the floor. Dantes waited until the guard came the next morning.
I dropped the water pot. It was an accident.
The guard promised to bring a new pot. He left without taking the pieces of the old pot. Dantes looked for a good place to start digging. He found a place behind his bed. He moved the bed and started to dig. After a few hours, he was finally able to move a large stone. He now had a hole over half a meter wide. He carefully put the large stone back. The guard came back with his evening meal. Then he left. For the first time in a long, long time, Dantes had hope. Later that night, he started digging again. His hole got much bigger. Then suddenly the wall became much harder. The piece of pot could not break through. Every way he tried, he came to the same hard area. It was like another wall. Finally, he cried out in pain and anger.
My God, let me die now. I have no hope.
Just then, a voice spoke from below.
Who is it that cries out with no hope? Who are you?
I am Dantes.
Dantes answered.
A poor prisoner. Who are you?
Me? I am no one. Just a prisoner like you.
The voice answered.
But who are you?
Dantes asked.
And what will you do if you dig out of the prison? This is an island.
I will jump into the sea and swim to a nearby island,
answered the prisoner.
As for my name, just call me 37. Now I must go.
Wait,
Dantes cried.
Come back. I want to talk to you.
Dantes had talked to no one but the guard for years.
Don't worry,
the prisoner answered.
I will come back tomorrow. Tell no one of me or the digging.
And the man stopped talking. The next morning, Dantes was sitting quietly in his room, wondering if the man would return. Then he heard a sound below him. It was prisoner 37. Dantes talked to the ground below.
Can you hear me? I am here.
Yes, I can hear you.
The man answered.
I know where you are. I will come to you.
Some time passed. Dantes could hear 37 digging below him. Suddenly, part of the floor opened. Dantes ran over and looked down. He could see the man below. He reached down and helped the man into his room. Dantes looked at the man closely. He was old and small with a long beard. He did not look strong or healthy, but his dark eyes had power.
First, before we talk, we must hide the hole,
the man said. He moved around some stones and dirt. There was never much light in the room, so it was easy to hide the hole.
There,
the man said.
After I leave, you must fix the hole just like this. You must not let anyone find it, ever!
Next, the man asked Dantes to hold him up to the small window at the top of Dantes' cell. Once up, the man looked outside. He suddenly seemed very sad.
This is the end, then. I have tried digging in every direction, and none of them can set us free. We are here until we die.
But who are you?
Dantes asked.
How do you know we cannot escape?
I am Faria.
The man answered,
I have been in this prison since 1811. I have tried digging other ways to escape, and they are all blocked. This was my last hope.
You have tried to escape for years, and just now you learned you can't? But you seem so calm,
said Dantes.
I can do nothing,
Faria said.
It is better to talk to my new friend and forget about the outside for a while.
But why are you in prison?
Dantes asked.
I am from Italy,
the man answered.
Italy is many small countries. I wanted us to become a large, strong country. But my king betrayed me, and now I am in prison until I die.
Dantes and Faria talked every day. Using the tunnel, they could go from cell to cell quietly. The guards only came once in the morning and once in the evening. Both of them wanted to escape, but knew it was impossible. They were just happy to have a friend. The old man Faria was very wise. Every day he taught Dantes something new. Dantes learned about France, history, and other languages. One day Faria talked about his life. He told Dantes about a big treasure of gold and jewels. Faria used to work for a prince. The prince's family was famous for being rich. But people always wanted their money, so they hid it. When the prince died, he left everything to Faria. But before Faria could get the money, he was arrested. Now only Faria knew where the money was hidden. When he died, no one would know where the money was. Dantes could see old Faria's sadness. He could be a rich man, but instead he was just a poor prisoner. Plus, Faria's health was getting worse. More years passed. The two became like father and son. One day, after Faria's health got very bad, he told Dantes his secret. He carefully explained where the money was. Faria knew he would die soon and never see the money, but he loved Dantes like a son. If Dantes got the money, he would be happy. He told Dantes the money was on an island called Monte Cristo. It was buried in a small cave near the only river on the island. He made Dantes repeat the location perfectly.
Now, after I die, the treasure is yours,
Faria said. After a few months, it finally happened. One day Faria seemed a little stronger, but the next day he couldn't move. Dantes sat by his side and held his hand as he died. Dantes went back to his cell. He was very sad. Later, when the guard brought dinner, Dantes thought about Faria.
What will they do to him? I must know.
He opened the hole and went back to Faria's room. He waited just outside, listening through the stone.
The old man finally died,
one voice said.
Yes, he did,
answered another voice.
Take out the body tonight.
A few minutes later, everyone left. Dantes went into the room. Faria's body was in a cloth bag. Dantes touched the bag sadly, then went back to his cell. Alone in his cell, Dantes was very sad. As he thought, he suddenly had a strange idea. His mind was thinking faster and faster now, but in his heart, he was unsure. After a long time, Dantes finally made a decision. He went back to Faria's room. He took a sharp piece of the pot with him. In Faria's room, he opened the bag with the body. He apologized to Faria, then took the body bag to his cell. He put Faria's body into his own bed and covered his face. If the guard came, he would think Dantes was sleeping. Then he ran back to Faria's room and climbed into the bag. Inside the bag, he held his sharpest piece of pot. Then he waited. It didn't take long for the guards to return. They picked up the bag and carried it outside. Once outside, Dantes could feel the cool sea air. He was very worried and very excited. After walking a few minutes, the guards dropped the bag on the ground. He could hear the sea below. Dantes felt the guards tying something to the bag. It seemed quite heavy. Then they picked up the bag and threw him into the air. He could feel himself falling very quickly. The sounds of the sea got closer until finally the bag slammed into the water. At first, the cold water surprised Dantes. He started to sink. The heavy weight was pulling him down quickly. With all his strength, he cut the bag. Finally, it opened. He swam up as fast as he could. At the top, he breathed quickly, then dove back below the water. It was dark, but he didn't know if the guards would see him. He swam underwater as far as he could, before taking another breath. After swimming and breathing this way for some time, he stopped. He looked back at the island. Everything was quiet. Then he started swimming toward Marseilles. He swam well, but years in prison had made him weak. He started to think he would never get to Marseilles. Then, in the moonlight, he saw a ship. It was going out to sea.
"This is my only chance," he thought. "If this ship doesn't help me, I will die."
Dantes yelled,
"Help! Help!"
He could see men pointing at him. Others lowered a small boat into the water. The small boat came toward him.
"Who is it? Who is there?"
A voice yelled from the boat.
"A seaman who has lost his ship,"
Dantes answered.
"Please help me."
Then a hand reached down and pulled him from the water. Dantes fell into the boat. He was so tired and cold that he could not move or even talk. A few hours later, he awoke on the ship. He told the captain he was a seaman. The captain was worried Dantes might be an escaped prisoner. So he told Dantes to go to work on the ship. The captain watched him carefully. Dantes knew ships well. His work was good, so the captain believed he was just a seaman. Dantes escaped.